You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Securities and Exchange Board of India on Monday justified its request for a six-month extension to its probe into the Adani Group before the Supreme Court. The markets regulator said that any incorrect or premature conclusion of the case would not serve the ends of justice. The regulator also said that it had not probed any Adani Group companies since 2016, as alleged by some of the petitioners, wanting a probe into the claims made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group. The 2016 investigation was related to the issuance of global depository receipts by 51 Indian-listed companies and did not include any listed Adani Group company, SEBI said. The SC has deferred hearing the plea. However, hours after SEBI's statement, the Finance Ministry said that it stands by its reply in the Lok Sabha on July 19, 2021, that said that SEBI and Department of Revenue Intelligence were investigating Adani Group companies since 2016. Moving on, with frauds through fake job offers and account impersonations on the rise, the Department of Telecommunications, along with the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and banks have started taking action to curb the menace on social media and search engines. As per the current process, banks perform web sweeping through software to detect the pattern involving promotional posts on social media and any fake call center number associated with the bank on social media. Post that the banks share fake numbers with DOT and promotional links with MEITY. Based on the inputs from financial institutions, DOT blocks such numbers after verification. Similarly, MEITY through social media platforms blocks the URLs of social media groups in which such fake offers are posted, officials aware of the matter said. Meanwhile, the Goods and Services Tax Council will have to appoint a new chairperson for the key group of ministers on rate rationalization following the Karnataka state elections. Former Karnataka Chief Minister Basavaraj S. Bommai, who resigned following the BJP's rout in the assembly elections, was the convener of the GOM on GST rate rationalization. The GOM was set up in September 2021 to review the rate structure of the indirect tax levy, including the correction of the inverted duty structure, aiming to simplify rates, reduce classification-related disputes, and enhance revenue. The 7-member GOM had submitted an interim report on rate rationalization in June 2022 for correcting the inverted duty structure of several items, but its larger task of reviewing the rate structure for GST is still pending. In a separate development, the total number of DMAT accounts increased to 116 million in April. The incremental number of new accounts added declined 18% month-on-month to 1.6 million in April, compared with 1.9 million in March, according to a report by Motilal Oswal. This figure is significantly lower than the average number of new accounts added per month in FY23. In terms of the total and incremental DMAT account market share, CDSL continues to gain on a month-on-month basis. On a year-on-year basis, NSDL lost 210 basis point and 180 basis point market share in total and incremental DMAT accounts, respectively. The total number of active user clients at the NSE declined sequentially for the 10th consecutive month by 16.3% year-on-year and 4.6% month-on-month to 31.2 million in April. The intensity of the fall was higher at 1.5 million accounts in April versus 0.9 million in March. The top five discount brokers account for 60.1% of the overall NSE active clients, an increase from 60% in March. In another development, Russia does not have any reserves of Indian currency in the special wash-through accounts that have been allowed to be opened by the Reserve Bank of India to facilitate international trade in rupees, a senior Commerce Ministry official said Monday. Under special rupee wash-through accounts, they do not have any reserves. Reserves are only on account of some of the defense procurement and sales, Director General of Foreign Trade told reporters. After the Reserve Bank of India came out with the permission and mechanism to allow trade in local currencies in July 2022, foreign trade policy was amended to allow for international trade settlement in rupees. Following change in rules, RBI allowed domestic and foreign banks in 60 cases to open special rupee vostro accounts of correspondent banks from 18 countries including Russia, Germany, Singapore, Oman, UK, Kenya and Israel. Lastly, the market is likely to open marginally higher on Tuesday as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 40 points after opening the session at 18,250. SGX futures touched a high of 18,454 in early trade on May 16. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.